Hey, it's Tim and Lori Thornton again to do another Kingdom IQ podcast for you.
Hello.
We're excited.
Yes.
Today we're talking about suffering and healing, and let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
I pulled up this passage from Hebrews 11, and I'll read it. I think this puts suffering in a really good perspective. I don't know if I prefer it, but it puts it in perspective. What more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms,
yes,
performed acts of righteousness,
yes,
obtained promises,
woo,
shut the mouths of lions,
come on,
quench the power of the fire, can
yes,
I get an amen?
Amen!
Escape the edge of the sword,
woo,
from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war,
woo,
put foreign armies to flight.
Yes.
Women received back their dead.
Amen.
By resurrection.
Woo!
And others were tortured.
Oh, gosh.
Not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection.
Whoa.
And others experienced mockings and scourgings.
Whoa.
Can I get an amen on those?
Amen?
Yes, and also chains and imprisonment.
Oh.
They were stoned.
Whoa.
Can I get a little more enthusiasm about the stones? They were sawn in two.
Oh, my God.
They were tempted.
Oh.
They were put to death with a sword.
Oh, jeez.
They went about in sheepskins.
Oh, my goodness.
If that's not good enough for you, in goatskins. Being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. I feel like I'm losing enthusiasm from you here, Rolo. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves.
Oh.
And holes in the ground.
Read that last part.
Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. The word men wasn't actually in there.
It's in italics.
It's in italics in the NASB, which
is so good at
it
that.
Just means of whom. In other words, people.
People of whom.
Of whom the world was not worthy. I lose a lot of enthusiasm about getting sawn into sheepskins, goat
yeah,
skins, and all that stuff. But that phrase really puts it in perspective for me. Men of whom the world was not worthy. So, in the same sentence, the same big, huge run-on sentence, come all of those victories, putting foreign armies to flight, and all of the miracles, and all of the gifts, and the supernatural rising above the world. All of that is part of the world not being worthy of you. It's about living in a spiritual plane that is higher than the world.
Yeah.
But that also means that the world is not going to accept us. We shouldn't ever think that the way of the kingdom is going to make us in harmony with the world, that it's going to prosper us according to the world's standards, because it's the very separated, holy life from the world that also puts us at odds with the world
mm,
and lines us up for persecution.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to be people of whom the world is not worthy, then just like in this passage, I think some of the trials come in the same breath as some of the miracles.
Amen. Boom. And I think that we can expect suffering along with, in the same sentence, in the same breath, along, we can expect it to come along with the heavenly. Because like Ben says in this post, when heaven comes crashing in,
mm-hmm,
you see the brokenness and you see the redemption all
right
at the same time. And I think that's one of the mysteries of life here on earth. And seeing both the glory of God and the brokenness of the world. And
mm-hmm,
that we're not immune to the brokenness.
Right.
But in fact, God is always redeeming it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always reconciling. And he's always healing.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what our circumstances look like on the ground, there is always a healing happening at the same time. There's always redemption happening at the same time. There's always restoration happening at the same time. It's like it just flows in the same breath of the Father. And that's a huge mystery to me.
Yeah.
But I think that's why James says at the beginning of the book called James to consider it a joy when you face trials of many kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so?
I do. And for me, although I joke about it being disappointing to me, like to go from the miracles into the persecutions. In my spirit man, I don't actually find it that much of a disappointment. I just find it a good reminder not to set my hope in things that are passing away.
Yeah.
Not to think that the kingdom is going to earn me favor in the world. I love the James thing that you mentioned. It goes right along with the other scripture I pulled up. Oh, shoot, where is it?
He's got his Bible out, folks.
I saw something in here that I had never seen before that was really worth reading. It was in 1 Peter.
Do you hear the flimsy pages turning?
Very, very thin pages. Wafer thin. In the chapter 4, verse 12 of 1 Peter, in a very Jamesian kind of way, he says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing." Did you notice that? I've never noticed that before. To the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing. Mm-hmm. Like James, he linked up your rejoicing, your joy, your considerate joy, to the amount that you share the sufferings of Christ.
Wow.
So one of the reasons that suffering comes to us is for our testing, as it said here. I also think it's for our joy.
Mm.
It can actually be for our joy when our hopes are in something that's not passing away, but something that's eternal.
Wow. That's really good, babe. That's really good.
So that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with the exultation. It wouldn't be that much of a rejoicing in the exaltation had we not shared in the sufferings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben says something really similar to that, that as we experience, like as we live Christ's life in his sufferings, then we will also live in resurrection with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such a good thing to think about.
Healing.
Healing, so fun. I think it's great to talk about this all in the same breath again, all in the same post. So we move straight from the suffering to the healing. And that, again, when you see the kingdom crashing down all around, you see the brokenness and you see the way that God is always bringing healing. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about healing here. There's no limit to what God is healing. Yeah. I mean, he's healing everything, you name it. Political systems, families, your hearts, your souls, everything. He's healing everything. And so we've had some pretty fun experiences with people getting healed in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
We've been praying to see that kind of stuff for a long time, and all of a sudden, yeah, a few years ago, it just started happening.
Actually happening. Yeah.
So that's fun. You want to share a quick story?
That's true. It's funny to think how many years we kind of hoped and prayed for that before we began to see it.
Yeah. We really contended for it. We weren't going to stop praying to see people healed. We just never really did when we prayed for them until all of a sudden we did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like we really changed our methods or anything like that. We just started to see, like all of a sudden people started to say, "Oh, wait, that doesn't hurt anymore."
Yeah. I remember when I was in California, we were in California ministering, and we had prayed for people who wanted to receive a gift of healing to move in that grace. And the lady came up and she received prayer for that. She came the next day to the place that we were, a different town, said, "Oh, you know, I'm so afraid. I feel like I've received the gift and I've always wanted to move in it, but I'm so afraid to pray for people." And so we talked to her a little bit about not having our identity in the outcome, not hoping in the outcome, but hoping in the Lord, and getting all that kind of straightened out. We said, "Well, all we need is somebody who's hurting right now then, so that you can practice." And it had so happened that my foot was just killing me. I was limping around, walking on the sand or something, just did in my foot.
Yeah.
And so you said, "Well, how about Tim?" And then this lady and I stayed in the sanctuary while everybody else left.
Including me.
Sorry, including Lori. And so it's just me and this lady. And she said, "Take your shoe off." And I said, "Okay." I took it off. And you could tell she hadn't done this before. She didn't obey all the conventions of the way that people normally pray for healing. She just kind of rubbed my foot for a little while, whispered to it. I couldn't really hear what she was saying.
She didn't yell at it or anything?
Yeah, and it started to feel awkward, and my faith for it wasn't extremely high. I was just like, well, okay, let's just try it. Let's get this done. And after a little while, she said, but it did feel good to have her rub my foot. I like that. After a while, she said, okay, well, I'm done. And I thought, good, because if we're found in here with you rubbing my foot by some people, they would think that was weird. So let's go on out. And I stood up, and I couldn't believe it. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, my foot was completely healed.
Yay!
I could hop on it on one foot, where when I sat down, I couldn't even walk on it.
That's so great. I love that story because it just goes to show you that it's just God's good pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just His good pleasure. And there's no formula. There's no magic words or anything like that. It's just Him and His love, mm-hmm. and His goodness. And it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
There's something to just participating in the adventure. Just
yeah.
being willing to try and call down heaven. See what the Lord will do.
Yeah, because, you know, our faith is that none of that exists in heaven. So
right. Hurt feet.
Hurt feet don't. No. Nope. You're going to be free to run and jump and skip and play and all of those things that you love to do. So I think that seeing that here mm-hmm. on earth makes all the sense in the world
yes.
to people who are kingdom sons.
Amen.
So that's awesome. I wish we could keep talking about this, but I have to go pick up Ellie now.
It's okay. It's good podcast length.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye.